Hi everyone, I'm Allie Graham, and today I wanted to talk about another symptom of OCD, which is anger. Anger is a very common symptom of OCD. A lot of people worry about it because, well, what does this mean that I'm getting angry, you know, all the time, this kind of thing, right? So that's why I wanted to bring it up. It's a very, very, very common type of symptom. The reason why it happens is because basically when you have OCD, your nerves, your whole entire nervous system is at its limit. You know, you can't handle anything else. You're just trying to go with your day. You're just trying to solve the thought or trying to avoid solving the thought, whatever the situation may be. Hopefully you're disregarding, but either way, you know, you're just trying your best. And if somebody irritates you or if somebody asks a question or if something doesn't go exactly right or there is a complication, you know, all of this feels like it's too much. And when it feels like it's too much, the person usually will feel angry and maybe will have an outburst depending on the situation. You know, I find a lot of the times parents feel guilty when they do this with their kids, right? When they have an anger response when the kid asks something or something like that. So you have to look at it that this is very common. You know, you just have to try your best. You know, we all get angry. This is normal. But with OCD, you're just stressed to your limit. Try to be more mindful of the situation. Like, okay, I'm not feeling well right now. I need to refocus. Again, you know, the whole thing is not putting yourself in these situations where it's over the top. And the way to not put yourself in these situations is to continuously stay in the zone of ERP and continuously saying, no, wait a minute. I don't need to pay attention to this. I need to disregard. What am I doing? Why am I going into this? I don't need to go into it. You know, so you're constantly on the ball. And, you know, like I said, setbacks happen for pretty much everybody as they're going through the process of recovery. But by doing the correct things, you are limiting the amount of time you do have these kind of responses. And another thing, too, is taking time to rest. When you have OCD, when you are going through the process of recovery, especially, your brain is stretched to its limit. You know, it needs rest. So try to have quality rest as much as possible. You don't need to be everything to everybody right now. You need to do your daily life stuff, right? Like, but this is the time where you can do the minimum, and because you do need to do something, you know, just being isolated is not good either because that gives you a lot of time to think. But doing something is helpful, but not overdoing it to the extent of where, again, you feel frazzled, you don't feel like you are really thinking things through, understanding things, you know, and then that's when anger and frustration, you know, when I say anger, it's kind of anger, but it's also frustration at the situation, at how much you're being put through, you know, all of this is what's creating those situations. So if you're experiencing it, it's normal. You're not gonna go crazy. You're not gonna hurt anybody. You know, nothing bad is gonna happen. Not to give you reassurance, but it's, you know, don't create another OCD obsession out of it, especially if you have harm OCD. A lot of the times this can happen. You know, this is literally just a symptom of OCD. You know, and I've seen many people even with harm OCD have this type of symptom because everybody does pretty much, you know, it's, you know, nothing ever comes out of it, you know. The only thing that comes out of it is the person feels bad for having like an outburst, but, you know, it's everybody understands the situation, you know. I hope you find these videos helpful. If you haven't subscribed already, please subscribe. All the information about my recovery program is on youhaveocd.com. Thank you so much for watching. I'll see you in the next video.